Today's episode is brought to you by that last sliver of deodorant on the stick. Somehow, it's managed to last a couple of months. But today is Judgment Day. Will it be enough to handle that I wore one too many layers today kind of sweat? Or not? Only time will tell. Okay, now for the real ads.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
From Gimlet, this is Reply All. I'm Emmanuel Jochi.
Emmanuel.
Mr. Barksdale, how are we doing?
I'm good. Cheerio, old chap.
So I got to tell you from the jump, I'm recording this phone call because I'm doing a work project right now.
Oh, man. Thank you for telling me.
Of course. And the thing I'm doing for my podcast that I host is it's an experiment. I decided I was going to call everybody in my contacts and just see what's up.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. So I'm.
You gonna call everybody?
I'm calling everybody.
You a damn lie.
No, I'm serious.
You a damn lie. There's no way in the hell I'll call everybody on my phone.
Right now, I'm in the bees.
Okay. Yo, you know what you should do? You should do like the first 10.
Yeah.
And last 10 of every letter. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you get like a good number.
I'm going to try and stay as true to it as possible, just because it's fun.
Yeah. Well, all right. What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Los, a.k.a. Carlos. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Loso. Loso's way. Cabito's way. You know what I'm saying? Loso's practice. All that.
Hey, man. Yeah. You're going to represent.
Yeah, bro. What should we talk about, if anything?
So, yeah. A while ago, I heard about this thing an artist named Soraya Perry did. A couple years ago, she decided she was going to call all the people in her phone and record those calls for a project, which, for obvious reasons, felt terrifying to me, right? Like, when I would tell people about this idea, they'd have this visceral reaction to it. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized I actually needed to do this. You see, I used to spend whole Sunday afternoons walking around my apartment, catching up with my friends on the phone. It used to bring me just so much joy to know what was going on with people. But for a while now, it's been hard to get on the phone without bracing myself to hear bad news. It's felt like I'm constantly having the same, "the world still sucks for you too, right?" kind of conversation over and over again, which sucks. So I've kind of stopped making as many calls. And I hate that because I feel my world getting smaller and smaller. So a while ago, I opened up my phone, looked at my contact list. It's roughly 1,500 people long. I wasn't sure if it was even humanly possible to get through all of them, but I started working my way down the pile. I asked people about who they were, who they thought I was, and also got into some questions I was not totally prepared to have to answer.
Hi, the person you've reached is using a screening service from Google and will get a transcript of this call. Go ahead and say your name and why you're calling.
Okay. Emmanuel Jochi, I'm a reporter of a podcast called Reply All, and I'm calling everybody in my phone for a story, and I've gotten to your name, and I will admit I do not quite know who you are.
Connecting you now.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, is this Chinua? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, Chinua. This is Emmanuel Jochi. Do you remember me at all?
Frankly, I don't.
Can I ask, just to narrow it down, like, where are you from?
I see. So, I was born in Jamaica.
Hello.
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 Hello. How are you doing, Mr. Harper?
I am fine. And you?
I'm good. So, okay, so we probably met in New York, is my guess.
Definitely.
I'm just going to start saying names, and I want to see if maybe you know anybody. Do you know anybody named Winston?
No, I don't know Winston.
Okay. Do you know anyone named Mario?
I do know a Mario.
Is his last name Rossa?
No.
Sorry, I asked that because I haven't come to Mario. Hey, Ali, can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm on the Stairmaster. Let me slow my speed down.
Wait, you're at the gym right now?
You
showed me an apartment last year.
Okay. Which one?
Oh, it was, I think it was 260 Ocean Parkway.
Right. Did you find an apartment? Of course.
Yep, I'm living in there now. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Do you need to come into my bar sometime?
I do need to come into your bar sometime. Although I've given up drinking for Lent. That's part of the way. But I could still come. You have non-alcoholic things I could drink, right?
Yeah, I made some soda and bitters.
Okay, I'll do that. Are you back now?
I am. I'm back from England, and I am, back from Plague Island, formerly known as Knife Crime Island. No, I'm back. I'm back in New York, and I am frigid. Just, like, the temperatures are aggressive and racist. Just, I've never been so cold.
Okay, this is the last. This one's a deep cut. You ready?
Okay.
Anybody named Roxana and Maury?
Yes, I do.
What?
Yes. Was there a film screening?
Maybe. What was the movie?
It was one of the great Spike Lee joints.
Do the right thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. It was the summer of 2018.
Yes,
I fucking remember that day. Yes, I fucking remember. I don't remember you at all, but I remember that day.
What up?
Hey, I'm sorry to be interrupting you at work, especially when you hear exactly why I'm interrupting you at work.
Is it fun?
It is fun.
Good, then it's fine. Interrupt away.
I decided I was going to call every person in my phone and say hello.
Hello.
Hello. But you're really great because you're the last friendly face before I get into some pretty murky waters, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm curious, like, how many ex-girlfriends come after me?
Well, the problem right after you is it's not so much ex-girlfriends as much as it is people I dated on Bumble 5 years ago.
I hate that for you. Do you have them in there as full names, or are they just like Sarah Bumble, Maddie Holmes? You know, because I used to do that sometimes. Like, if they were lucky, if I saved their number, it wasn't their real last name.
So no, it's I have Claire Bumble, Kirsten Bumble, Maggie Bumble, Sophia Bumble, Sydney Bumble.
Hi, Courtney. My name is Emmanuel Jochi, and I'm a reporter with a podcast called Reply All. I'm like working on a story and doing a weird experiment for it. And I reached your name and realized that whenever we would have met, I didn't really include your last name. I just have Courtney B, and I that could be a lot of people. So anyways, I hope you are well and doing okay. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Courtney. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I guess, do you know who I am? Like, did I show up in your phone as like under a name?
No, I didn't have your number saved, but I know who you are. I remember the conversation we had, but I don't know why we exchanged phone numbers. But we were talking about cereal, and I'm obsessed with cereal. And I guess at one point, you were working on cereal or working with cereal?
Yeah. Well, right. You were. Oh, okay. I don't. Oh dear. Okay. We met at the cookout years ago.
The cookout. Yes.
I remember why we exchanged. So yeah, I worked for Serial. Like I co-hosted the third season of that show.
I stopped listening after the first season.
Oh, you're fine. a lot of people did. I remember talking to you at the cookout, and you seemed cool. And so I DM'd you on Twitter, I think. And I was like, oh, we should grab a drink sometime. And you're like, sure. And so you gave me your number. I think that's how I got your number.
Oh, okay. Well, you never called. We could have got that drink. Why didn't you call?
I did text you.
I didn't see that.
No, I think you did. It was weird. I texted you and you were like, hey, what's up? And I was like, not much. And I think I asked what you're doing that weekend or something. And yeah, you didn't respond.
Oh my gosh.
Which is fine. Well, like that's life. You know what I mean? I promise you, I have not been, like, it's just one of those things where when you said, why did we change numbers? I was like, oh, I remember this story actually.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, sorry, I like ghosted you, sort of.
I mean, that's nice of you to say. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I'll just say this. I don't ghost people very often, but I feel like when it's happened for a reason, which is that I probably wasn't into it, and you probably weren't into it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm into a lot of things, and I would have probably been into getting a drink with you because I remember being fascinated by how a British man lands in Ohio, and we talked about that for a little bit, I think. So I don't know. We could, you know, my life is a little bit weird right now, but I'm not working, and like we could get a drink as long as you buy it. I'm down.
This is sorry. This is also after the break. 1,400 contacts left to go. Okay. Now I gotta start this next day of calls off right.
Oh, good morning, Emmanuel.
Morning, Mummy. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Do you have a second to chat? Is it okay if I record?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, we've done it before. You do it again. Yeah. Calling this morning, I was thinking, oh, but I, you know, we spoke just what the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, so I knew something definitely had come up because you wouldn't just be calling me just because, you know. Whereas if it'd be one of your sisters, it would just be, well, this is the morning call. No doubt I will get the afternoon and evening call as well.
Wait, yes. The girls call you every day? Just a couple times a day?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, now you know. So, you know, you're slacking.
Oh, boy.
But don't worry, Emmanuel. You know, sort of like, you know, in fact, speaking to your sisters, they too sort of say, oh, we never hear from Emmanuel. You know, so like, oh, he's always busy, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, if everybody knows that sort of like definitely join the working day, there's no chance of getting hold of you. So forget that. Yeah. So, you know, everyone has a different expectation of you.
Oh, oi. No, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, this whole experience has been really, really quite strange. In a good way, I think, so far, at least.
But, well, what's your experience been?
I don't know. I feel like... Well, one, some people just don't pick up. Right? Okay. Which is something that I knew would happen, right?
Yes.
But I think as I've been doing this, I think it's been sometimes wearing on me a little because, you know, obviously there are people who you reach, you leave a message for, and, you know,
whenever they see it, they get back to you at some point, or they just even just say, hey, I saw it, and like, you know, I'll give you a call at some point, or I'm busy, or just, hey, you know what I mean? You know, something.
Yes.
There have been quite a few people from back in the day that you leave a message for and you get nothing, which is fine. You know what I mean? It could mean any number of things. It might not even be their annual number anymore, blah, blah, blah. But it's making me go through my mind, my memory. You know what I mean?
Oh, he was thinking, did we end things on good terms?
Yeah.
Or am I the sort of person they never want to hear from again, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure you've got stuff to be getting on with.
Yeah, I gotta.
I saw this call's gone on longer than you wanted it to. So
what do you mean you saw this call's gone on longer than I wanted it to?
Well, obviously, if this is work and you've got to make calls, you've got to zip through them. So
yeah, I have a lot more to go.
Yeah.
So far, I think I'm somewhere in like the like 300s.
How many do you have? How many contacts do you have?
1,500. I don't think I'm going to finish. It's just not possible. It'll take me years.
All right, then. Well, I'll leave you to it. And
Well,
good luck with the remaining 1,200.
Thank you, Mummy.
Okay, then. Bye, dear. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Margaret. I have no idea if you remember me. My name's Emmanuel. We matched on Bumble. I don't know if you remember me. I am the English bloke you met once, years and years and years and years ago, outside of that bar in Chicago. I was trying to unsuccessfully get a giant love sack out of one of those like mini cars. What are they called?
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service.
Okay. Whoever Jenna is, that is not a number anymore. Oh my god, I'm so tired. Oh god. Okay. Let's do more.
Hello?
Hi, is this Denver?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Denver, I don't know if you remember me. It's been years. But it's Emmanuel from Ohio State.
Hey, buddy.
Wow, you do remember me.
Yes, I do.
Do you have a sec to chat?
That's fine.
What's happened in the last 9 years of your life?
Oh, man, that is a loaded question, my friend. So, at the time you met me, I was a heavy equipment operator for a landfill.
Yeah.
In about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
They let me go.
Oh no!
So I went from that.
What was the disagreement?
There's things that I wasn't supposed to run over, and I ran over, and I ended up going to a company for construction.
Okay.
And I've been there since.
So, I almost don't. It's like it's been so long. I don't know where to begin. Like we met the first night of my college experience.
Yes. I never had a college experience.
Yeah, I just remember, like, you would sometimes come around and be like, yo, I'm around, what are you up to? It'd be a Saturday or something. And I never had money to go to football games. So, like, I feel like you would pick me up and we'd go somewhere, eat or whatever. And
yeah,
I don't know.
That was I enjoyed that just because I was able to... I was still living at home at the time.
Right.
And making more money than I have ever made before in my life.
Right.
And I just enjoyed spending it.
But to me, it was just like, right, like my random pseudo big brother dude
who is not like me at all. Like, I'm like this black English kid. And like, you know, he's this guy like who is gonna drive in the town every once in a while and be like, yo, I'll take you out. And like, you would just always be like, oh, I got lunch, I got whatever. I don't know. I always used to appreciate it. But I, it's funny because when I saw your name in my context and I was going through, I was just like, oh, I never ever asked you back then the question that I actually think I sometimes wondered, which was like, does he have a lot of friends or are we kind of it? And I always want, like, I don't know, was that time in your life, was it lonely for you?
I don't know if it was lonely.
Yeah.
It was a transition time for me, in all honesty, because in school and fresh out of school, I didn't run around with the best kind of people.
Right.
And to improve my own mental self-esteem, mm-hmm. I needed to be around people that wanted to better themselves.
Right, right.
And that's kind of what I found with you guys.
I don't know. I'm just realizing as I talk to you a little bit that, like, I was such a stupid 19-year-old. Like, I think...
You probably could tell a story and I can have six on top of it with stupidity with
I know, age. But I guess also just emotionally stupid. Like, I think after a while, those Saturdays with you that felt really fun and great, I began to sort of be like, oh, well, Denver's an adult. What does he have to be hanging out with me? I'm like just a kid. And so I can't believe I did this. I remember specifically one day you calling, and it was like maybe the first time that I just didn't pick up because I was like, oh, I'm just going to go hang out with my friends. And I just like never called ever to make plans with you or anything again. And I'm sorry for that. I mean, I guess, did you notice when we stopped hanging out?
A little bit, but at the same time, I understand the aspect of somebody in their 20s, for lack thereof, the verbiage I need to describe it. Have you seen Cobra Kai?
I haven't seen Cobra Kai.
Okay, there's one older guy in there that wants to take the kung fu classes with all the other kids, and right. He's like a teacher in the school, and he's running around with a bunch of kids, and I didn't really see it that way. So it was an interesting perspective of what you guys seen in me. Just, oh, maybe kind of lonely, not couldn't make friends back home kind of mantra, which, I mean, it wasn't I couldn't make friends. It was a new beginning for me. We were all adults just tasting the first taste of the freedom.
Totally, totally. One thing I'm curious about, I realized when I called you, I was like, oh, I had to get a new phone number the last time, since the last time I spoke to you. What did you, when I said it was Emmanuel, what was the first thing that came to mind?
Stories, just different times when we hung out.
Yeah.
Like the time that for some reason out of nowhere, said that bad word that we don't say, and how bad he felt, like, and he had no reason, and to this day I can't figure out why it just came out, and I don't know if it's our area or what have you, because he doesn't ever say that.
Wait, said the N-word?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was just it was something said in passing. He just shriveled up and felt like death the rest of the day.
I have I do not remember that. Wow. But I do remember meeting you guys for the first time and being like, these are the sorts of people that I feel like I've been brought up to believe are going to be racist. And in my experience are kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I wish you wouldn't. Because, I mean, I thought of you as one of the guys. Like, man.
And I remember being so like, wow, okay, like, these folks from this small town, like, I'm the worst. You know what I mean? I'm totally painting these people with such a broad brush. These folks are so nice, whatever. And I'm honestly thinking back to that. I cannot remember that incident at all. I must have honestly felt so kind of like weirded out and maybe betrayed by the whole thing. But I was just like, you know what? It's easier if I just forget about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to think about, like, I don't remember this, but I imagine that I wouldn't have want to thought about why it was so random like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think there was a stage in like, I think my sophomore year of college where, you know, I think my freshman year, I had been so open with people, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think by the time I got to my sophomore year, I was sort of like already tightening up. Because I don't remember that one, but, you know, I remember other small little things, you know, like that in college, you know, just because you have all these kids from all these different places who didn't grow up with black people, just didn't. And so I think I probably just naturally went to the spaces where, like, yeah, I felt more comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, you've made me think about a lot. A lot of things I haven't thought about in a very long time.
Well, is that a good thing to assess, or is it bad memories coming up?
I mean, it's who I am, right? It's my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I lived my life and I have this memory of it, but other people, it's not like I'm some main character of some movie. Like, everyone has their own vantage point and what they see that rounds out the picture. Next time you call, I might not pick up right away, but I promise I won't not just call back without any explanation again.
Okay. Well, it's been a really refreshing conversation for me as well. I've appreciated it deeply.
Yeah, of course, man. And yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Talk to you later.
Emmanuel, how you doing?
How you doing, Khalid?
So good to hear from you.
I know, it's so good to talk. It's been so long, man. I've had some weird calls, bro.
Oh, man. I wish I could hear this.
I mean, I talked to a guy who at first I thought was really... at first I thought it was like a really good call. And I guess it kind of was in some ways. Like, it was good to talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
But then he reminded me of this thing that I still don't really remember, but like kind of constructed it for me, which is that basically that mutual friend had used the N-word once.
Oh, shit.
In front of me. And I just, I don't know, I must have repressed it.
Ooh. This gets me hot right now, dude. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. But anyways, I don't want to sit. I mean,
this gets me hot. No, dude, like, there's so many moments. Like, I also have one good friend who dropped it before. Like, we were good friends, man. But as soon as that happened, as soon as those, like, words came out of his mouth, it just, like, it kind of, like, just destroyed everything.
Yeah, bro.
You know, it's like you don't see each other the same anymore.
Yeah.
What? Because it was like... Like, how dare you? Like, you know this stuff, you know? But anyways.
Yeah. I'll talk more with other people and do some therapy about it. But
yeah.
I did not call you to talk about white people. So,
yeah.
But anyways, how are you, bro? We haven't really talked in a couple years.
Life has been good, man. I'm getting married this summer, man.
What?
I'm getting married this summer.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. This really sweet girl, dude, who I've like been dating for 2 years. And I'm about to do this weird thing where I never thought I'd move back to Minneapolis, but that's where I'm moving back to after our wedding. And I never knew when I came back home, I never ever knew that I loved Somali food as much as I do.
Wait, really?
Yeah, man.
But you grew up with Somali food.
I grew, exactly. Now, every single day, like, no joke, I have Somali food. I have to have Somali food. And the amazing thing is, like, you know, I'm staying with my mom, and she's always cooking, man. And, low-key, I'm kind of happy. Like, I gained weight, but I'm so okay with it. It's crazy. Because I'm eating the food I like, and I'm with the people I like.
That's what's up.
You know?
I don't know. It just sounds like you've reconnected with your family.
I know, man. And I love that so much.
I mean, that makes sense because I remember, right, like you and your family have been through a lot together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know all the places you've lived. Uh-huh. You were in Saudi Arabia for a bit?
Yeah, I was born in Saudi Arabia. I was a refugee in Egypt up until I was like 7 or 8. And then we finally got the call to go to the States, you know, under 2 years, man. Under 2 years, like, our application went through and we were on a plane to the States.
Wow.
And we were actually talking about this with my mom not long ago. Man, my mom traveled with under $300 when we came to the States.
Wow.
And I'm like, but how did we survive? Like, how did we survive, you know? Thankfully, though, you know, strangers and people in the community were, like, just chipping in.
Yeah.
It's like, I my first grade teacher, Miss Riley, because I was mute for, like, a week or two when I started school. And I remember her. She, like, called my mom out of concern. And that weekend, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment, bro. Across a gas station on Bloomington Ave in Minneapolis. I remember this place to this day. Our property manager brought us a VCR and two tapes. One was Rush Hour and the other one was Walker, like Texas Ranger from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went back to school that week and all I kept repeating was that line from Rush Hour. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? You know, Miss Riley was... frantic. She was just so happy, man. She was like, oh my gosh, she's speaking. Like, and then from, like, you know, like after school, she'd sometimes, like, just take me to the zoo or to a play or sometimes even to her house to, like, watch different cartoons and movies. Like, she put in such extra effort for me to, like, learn English, you know?
Yeah.
She was wonderful, dude. Miss Riley, Plisiberry Elementary School. First and second grade teacher who I've been trying to reconnect with, man, but I just don't know where to start.
Like, you don't know how to reach her?
Yeah. You know, I called the school district in Minneapolis. They couldn't get me in touch with her. I even got, like, my transcript from freaking first, second grade or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, man, just so I can get, like, the full name and see if she has, like, a LinkedIn or something or something random.
Wow. Thanks for telling me about her, man.
Yeah, dude. This is a great conversation. I appreciate you calling, man. I'm going to text you some stuff about the wedding.
I would love to come to your wedding. You do not have to invite me now just because you told me you're getting married. You know that, right?
It doesn't matter, bro. Like sometimes I think people put so much pressure on friendships. But also, like, those friendships where, like, people speak in, like, those long spurts once in a while,
yeah,
are also so refreshing.
Do you feel like we would be really good friends if we talked all the time? Or do you feel like part of the reason why we're so close is because we talk once every 2 years and do this big dump?
I think the latter, because it's working.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Ms. Riley, like, I have someone here for you.
Uh-huh.
Khalid, do you want to say hello?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing? It's so good to talk to you. I've been looking for you for so long.
Oh, that's amazing. It's such a blessing to me just to reconnect.
I think I've been teaching 32 years. And this year has been so, so hard. Yesterday there was a big fight at school with a bunch of kids. I just had to take a day off just to chill because it's been so stressful. And so I was feeling like such a terrible teacher and such a terrible, you know, when you can just get down on yourself.
Yeah.
So it just really made my day to have Emmanuel reach me.
Wow.
And I have a I have your class picture. And I have a little picture of you smiling and you're missing your bottom tooth in the middle. And you always, just, your smile is so bright. And your eyes just kind of squinted up. And yeah, I remember, I think, one time taking you to like a little festival at the nearby park over here. You know, and now that I'm remembering your apartment, because there was an essay right on Bloomington.
Today's episode of Reply All was produced by Kim Nedefane-Pietersa and Sam Gabauer. It was edited by Damiano Marchetti and Anna Foley, with additional editing help from Tim Howard, Ashley Ford, and Soraya Perry, the artist whose work inspired this piece you just heard. We'll leave a link to her website where you can see more of her work as a filmmaker, musician, and visual artist in our show notes. This episode also wouldn't have happened without the rest of the Reply All production team, Thea Benin, Lisa Wang, Sonia Dazani, and Bethel Hapte. The show is hosted by Alex Goldman and me, Emmanuel Jochi. This episode was mixed by Whit Kwan, with fact-checking by Isabel Christo, and music and sound design by Luke Williams. Additional music by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder and Mariana Romano. Special thanks this week to Bailey at the Hennepin County Library in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Joel Francois, Saeed Tijon Thomas, Pam Costain, Rayon Hermansi, Aaron Edwards, and everyone who picked up my call. Thank you so much for listening, folks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.